Have you heard about the mysterious drones flying over New Jersey? I mean, nobody really knows what to think of it, but I do know here in Connecticut, we got a lot of smart people in our state. They're noticing it in the news, and they're worried about it. They want to know, how would Connecticut handle this type of activity if we found ourselves in this situation? Well, already some of our state senators are saying, we're on it. We know what you're talking about. And one of those senators is Senator Paul Ciccarella, who's been on the show many times before and just so happens to be the ranking Republican senator on the Public Safety Committee. Senator Ciccarella, welcome back. What do you make of these mysterious drones in our neighboring state of New Jersey?
Well, it's alarming, and for good reason. There's not a lot of information coming out. And when you hear that these drones are the size of SUVs, and the local military bases don't know what they are and they're in restricted airspace, it's worrisome. You know, we have technology and we have drones, that we could easily send up to see what they are, see what they're carrying, what is their payload. You know, these drones could be weaponized, or they could just be, you know, spying. They could be doing many different things, but it would be very productive for us to know what their payload is, what they're doing, what is the purpose for them being here.
Yeah.
And that would at least give some peace of mind to the residents of New Jersey. And if this is happening in Connecticut, you know, same thing. You can't make any real decisions or take any steps to address it without knowing what you're dealing with. And that's the thing that frustrates me when I hear all of these news stories and articles. And I was doing some research yesterday. You know, we need to know what it is, assess that, and then respond. But it doesn't seem like that's happening.
Yeah. It's interesting, Senator Ciccarella, and we're certainly going to talk about, you know, the upcoming legislative session for 2025 and how we could, you know, expand on public safety and security concerns and all that. But focusing on this, I don't know about you. When I first heard about the drones this week, immediately I thought about, was it February maybe? It was like wintertime 2023. Remember the spy balloon? Do you remember the whole balloon thing that everyone in America was like, what is going on with the Chinese spy balloon thing? What is that about? I know specifically on this show, on Melissa in the Morning, I had Congressman Himes talk about it. He was like, what is this thing? I mean, I just remember it being so, again, kind of the same thing, mysterious. We don't like it. Do we shoot it down? What does that mean? I just remember in the very beginning it was, and that still is very unclear to me, you know, almost 2 years later. But back to the drone thing, that's what I first thought of. I thought of these mysterious things up in the air, and even our own state and federal lawmakers don't know what to make of it. So, I mean, it is a good question from Connecticut residents. If we have these mysterious drones maybe spill on into Connecticut, or if we see something like this, how can we address it? I mean, what would you want to see happen?
Well, again, information is power. I mean, they waited so long to actually bring that down. And again, they were concerned about safety. And if they were to take down that balloon and it would come down and injure people, I understand that. But there was many times it was over areas that were not populated that they could have done that. And they did it late. And at that point, information is already being sent. The amount of technology is just quite fascinating. Being in the committees I'm in, but also in the private sector, you know, technology travels fast. You know, the technology we have just on our cell phones, we could talk to anyone around the world. You could FaceTime. You know, that information on that balloon, whatever they were looking to get, and again, what I said earlier on is we need to have the information because that's power. That's what they're doing, especially with the balloon. Here, we don't know. I do know that in D.C. there were classified meetings to discuss the situation, the drone situation in New Jersey. I just wonder if they know more than they're saying, which is quite frustrating for residents of you know, the state as well as the country.
Yeah.
But it needs to be, it just simply needs to be addressed, but it needs to be assessed And there is ways to do that. Now, it's funny. I'm actually on general law, ranking on general law. And last session, we had a lot of legislation about drones. And they
wanted
to restrict the use of drones for our public safety officials that use them for very important things that save people's lives. Firefighters use them to see if people are lost in the woods. Police officers are able to use them to see with thermal imaging if someone's in a house, if they're going to raid it. I mean, infrastructure, we use it to inspect bridges. They're a very good tool, and they wanted to restrict them because the majority of the drones that are used here in the U.S. are foreign drones. Our technology, our U.S.-made drones simply don't compare to the drones that are manufactured overseas. And we really need to step up our manufacturing and technology that we have on our U.S.-made drones because simply I spoke of payload before. These drones are tools. They're not just hobbies. And, you know, they have cameras. They have, you know, police could use them and drop a piece of equipment somewhere. Same thing with fire. And they could be weaponized. And we've seen that, too.
Right. I mean, they were used heavily, you know, for GPS and for dropping things just with the Berlin fire. Earlier this fall, it was being used. They were used heavily for that. And like you said, the DOT uses them. I know police. So we understand that they're definitely used for and they certainly are very helpful. But I know even for aviation, drones have been a nightmare going back to even the Berlin fire. It was a nightmare for them when people were flying drones in for fun because they wanted to see what it looked like. And it interrupted them doing water drops. I mean, having the Connecticut National Guard do helicopter water drops. They were like, we can't go in because there's a drone in our way. We don't want to hit it. Da, da, da. We don't know what it's about. So I don't know if there's just also a drone etiquette. That's like a totally separate thing. But I think with this, Senator Chikarella, I'm wondering if there's even something, you know, as simple as if it's not our state police, if it's not the DOT, like any time, for example, if a utility company is going to do helicopter checks on the lines, they will send out notices right away being like, hey, you're going to hear about helicopters on this date from here to here. I mean, the media gets it certainly. And I believe neighbors get it as well. I'm wondering if that same protocol could be used when there are drones being used. And if you don't get it, then you know there's a problem. I don't know if that's already in place.
Well, no. So this is the challenge we see here at a state level when we're trying to address problems when it's linked to a federal law, right? And there's a lot of merging of state law and federal law, and then the state can't change this because it affects the federal law, which I understand, but it makes it complicated.
Right
now, it is illegal to drive, you know, to operate a drone in certain areas that are restricted. And these drones in New Jersey are in restricted areas, but it is illegal to shoot down a drone. So now, if it is a matter of national security, that is different, and they can do that, but they need to understand if it is a risk to national security. Now,
to tell you that then? Like, shouldn't state lawmakers then be alerted by the federal, like by the feds? Hey, we're having drones. Like, to me, shouldn't New Jersey state lawmakers know if this is a national security thing, if this is something that the federal government, they put these drones up in the air, shouldn't they know about it just so that when you get these types of inquiries from residents, they could be like, we promise you we can't talk about it, but these are secure. I feel like this is so ineffective.
Wouldn't that be better? Wouldn't that be better?
So why don't they do that? Or are we saying the same thing? Is that what's happening right now?
I agree with you 100%. The transparency needs to be there. As a matter of fact, just to go back to the general law, the reason why they didn't want the police and the fire and DOT to use these drones because they're Chinese made, and they don't want the Chinese to be able to basically hack into their own drone and be able to take the data and use it. But look, they're already doing it. We talked about the balloon earlier,
right,
from a year ago. And they're trying to restrict our law enforcement that use these to protect us. So it doesn't make a difference if they may hack the drone, which there is protections for that. But if they are using our drones because they're flying their own surveillance equipment over our sensitive areas. So it's kind of hypocritical, if that makes sense,
it does,
and really not relevant,
right?
But
It just doesn't seem they really should. Yeah, they should. I agree with you. We have Senator Paul Ciccarelli here, who is the ranking senator on the Public Safety Committee. And a lot of Connecticut residents very concerned about the mysterious drones spotted in the skies of our neighboring state, New Jersey. And no one really seems to know where they came from, what they're for. In fact, I think I was reading in NPR, the governor, members of the Congress, the FBI, nobody knows. Nobody knows. That's always really, reassuring. And so Connecticut residents are like, hey, if these end up flying over the skies in our state, what are we going to do about it? And Senator Ciccarelli, as well as other senators from the Republican Party, have said, yeah, this is a concern. People should be worried about it. And there should be ways that we tackle this effectively moving forward. I do want to talk even more broadly than this, Senator Ciccarelli, if we can. You know, going into the 2025 legislative session, you had mentioned in the last session, drones did come up. I'm curious if, especially after this news, do you see legislation being crafted, or do you see proposals going forward as to how to handle this, if and when, and I say it that way because it could happen very easily, if and when it happens here in Connecticut?
So I think it would happen in a different committee. So the concern with the legislation last year was restricting, again, our first responders for using them, worried about a breach of sensitive information being stolen. I don't think that that's a concern. I think really what legislation should be addressed this year is accountability and oversight of government. We need to have transparency. And the residents, at the end of the day, we work for our constituents. And they need to know what's going on. And I put forward pieces of legislation this year to address that in many areas. And it could be relevant to this concern right here. There needs to be transparency. And I think that's where the legislation will be helpful. But again, as we said, we have state law and we have federal law. I think the federal government should be doing this as well. And I hope the new administration does consider that and making the general public aware of these situations. Like you said, this has been going on now for months in New Jersey. And I do understand that there was a meeting and it was, restricted to certain elected officials and government agencies. And they're determining what it is. But they do need to be transparent and let New Jersey governor and the residents know what it is. I do understand there's times where national security and things should be confidential and maybe not released so other countries don't know what we're doing if we're doing it. But they should give peace of mind to the New Jersey residents.
Exactly. We don't have to know. That's just it. I agree with you, Senator Tricker. We're on the same page because I don't think we have to know. But I do think, listen, the men and women who are elected into our state senators, state representatives, our governor, that's the people voting you all in. And you've got your background checks. You've been cleared to be in these positions. To me, I don't know why you guys can't at least know, even surface what's going on, or at least be told, hey, here's enough to show you that we're legit. This is legit. This is not something your residents should be concerned with. You can't share it. However, you can let them know this is okay. And I think the fact that it's even gotten to the level of like the FBI not knowing, or the people who are representing New Jersey in Congress, they don't know. That's concerning. That's not good. I think transparency is huge. I don't think you have to know everything, but man, nobody should be confused about it.
Yes, and I agree. And here in Connecticut, we're going to have some meetings coming up and try to see if there is something we could do legislatively, but more so to be prepared if this does happen in Connecticut. And we have a great commissioner in desk, Ronell Higgins, is phenomenal. I'm going to be hopefully talking with him soon.
He's awesome.
He's great. He's phenomenal. And have a conversation with him and other stakeholders. To determine what we would do if this did happen here and get ahead of this, be prepared. Don't address it when it's happening.
Right.
If
get
it
ahead
happens.
Of it.
But, again, this is where the communication from D.C. and it needs to be a little bit more transparent, especially to the governor, so they could let their residents of the state know there isn't a threat. But when you listen to the news coming out of New Jersey and some of the national news, they don't know. And it's not reassuring when they say, oh, it's not this, but we don't know what it is. It's just silly. It just doesn't make sense, right? If somebody's making an allegation and their congressman was saying, you know, from good, you know, resources, he thinks it's, you know, overseas doing this for some reason, and there's a ship off the coast of Jersey. If they're going to say, Pentagon's going to say, no, that's not the case, but we don't know what it is, that just creates more confusion and a lack of trust in the government. And that's what we don't want.
We don't need that. I agree with you. Senator Paul Ciccarella, thank you so much for talking about this. I really appreciate your insight. And I will say, we're going to continue talking about this tomorrow morning at 7:35. We've already booked Congressman Jim Himes to come on the show, as I mentioned. I talked to Congressman Himes when that spy balloon was spotted years ago, and he was alarmed by it. I would imagine, especially the position he holds when it comes to national security at the federal level, I'd imagine he could maybe give us some insight into these mysterious drones. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow morning on the show at 7:35. Tune in for that.